fold. You sea dogs are too good.
Tony, you chicken shit. You always fold. Hollywood, I see you're 20, and I raise you 50.
Pickles, I'm pitch drunk, I'm pitch broke, and I'm pitch sure you've been looking at my cards. I fold too.
It's just you and me, Pickles. Let's see what you got.
Arr, nothing.
I knew it. You can't play this game to save your life.
This is the life, you guys. Out at sea.
Like hell this is the life. Get me off of this tin can on a submarine and into the arms of a teenage geisha.
Pickles, don't give Tony such a hard time. It's not so bad crewing aboard the oldest commissioned sub Uncle Sam has.
Maybe if the captain wasn't so much of a nutcase, always pushing her to her limits to prove that she can keep up with the rest of the fleet.
Hey, this is a poker game, not a knitting circle. Somebody dealing.
Engineer Slife, what are you doing here?
Where's the captain?
Why?
We have a situation.
What is it?
This should be between me and the captain, but it regards the whole crew. I've just returned from the engine room, and from what I can tell, we don't have enough power in the reserve batteries to surface.
Jesus. Are we gonna die?
Nobody's gonna die on my sub.
Oh, jeez, Captain. We didn't see you standing there in the shadows.
Captain on deck.
Engineer, meet me in the engine room in 5 minutes. There's a way we can surface.
We can't run the propeller past quarter speed. The batteries are spent.
We'll run her at full speed, off the diesel engines.
Captain, if we open the exhaust pipes, it will flood the sub and we will all die.
We're not opening any exhaust pipes.
The engines will overheat.
Not if we cut in air from the main supply.
How will we breathe, sir?
It's the diesel engines, or we drown down here. We'll make it to the top.
I won't cut the airlines. There must be another way. Captain, what are you doing with that fire axe?
I'll cut the lines myself.
Captain, no!
I'll do it myself. Get me the control room.
Aye, aye, sir.
Where's your cup, honey?
It's next to the toaster.
Did the doctor say no sugar or no milk? I can't remember.
He said neither, but I'll take a little bit of both.
Tony.
What? I'm healthy as I was at 73. It's so beautiful out today, I could jog to the other side of Brooklyn.
My hero.
Wait, let's do something special today. Go to the park or something.
Is it cold out?
Look outside, it's perfect.
Do you remember taking little Tony to Coney Island?
Yeah, he'd want to ride a cyclone all day long.
Or until you turn green, whichever came first.
Yeah. Hey, do we have any more toast?
Well, if you're feeling so spry, why don't you go look and see for yourself? What could that be?
I don't know, if you're feeling so spry, why don't you go see for yourself?
Well, fine then.
Mr. Natale?
Yes?
He's with the Navy. He has a message for us.
Well, is it about our Tony?
Yes, it is.
What is it?
You may want to sit down.
Well, I'd rather stand. What is it?
Mr. and Mrs. Natale, I regret to inform you that your son, Tony Natale Jr., died yesterday on board the USS Providence.
Fade camera B.
Jerry, listen to me. I won't do this. I haven't spent the past 13 years building a reputation to do this kind of sensational bullshit. Well, he's an asshole. Well, so is he.
How are you doing up there?
I don't care.
Great, we're
listen,
ready.
What I'm just saying is that I don't think it's...
Correct?
I'm here, dammit.
Okay, then we're on. In
well,
five, four,
fine,
three,
fine, fine,
two,
fine.
One.
Fuck
you're
you.
On.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. News 4 anchor Brett Fieldings reporting from the most unusual scene this reporter has ever witnessed. Today, here in the Morehead Stadium at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, former U.S. submarine Captain Jack Vernays, having been found guilty of a litany of offenses surrounding the deaths of 234 sailors, will be executed by guillotine. Vernays is being punished for mutiny against his own crew, the worst crime in naval law. This verdict is rendered only when a captain so methodically disregards the well-being of his crew as to fundamentally violate his responsibility to them. The court came down hard in the case, finding Mr. Vernays, who had been captain for 23 years, guilty of 59 counts of manslaughter, 117 counts of murder in the second degree, and 58 counts of murder in the first degree. For these crimes, this unique punishment was developed. The court documents state that former Captain Jack Vernays is to be executed by guillotine, and that the execution is to take place in the most public manner that can be afforded. Here he comes now. Two large MPs are walking him to the guillotine. They're not wasting any time. They're putting his head into the foreboding piece of machinery. The crowd falls silent as the severity of what we're about to witness sets in. A third MP takes to the stand. For the crime of mutiny against his crew, former Captain Jack Vernays is to be executed on this 5th of February, 1996, under God's, the world's, and this nation's eyes. The MP steps away from the guillotine and